Ezekiel chapter 21. And the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face towards Jerusalem, and drop your word toward the holy places, and prophesy against the land of Israel. And say to the land of Israel, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, I am against you, and will draw forth my sword out of its sheath, and will cut off the righteous and the wicked from you. Since I will cut off from you the righteous and the wicked, therefore my sword will go forth out of its sheath against all flesh from the south to the north. That all flesh may know that I, the Lord Jehovah, have drawn forth my sword out of its sheath. It will not return any more. Therefore sigh, son of man, with the breaking of your thighs deep despair, and with bitterness sigh before their eyes. And it will be that, when they say to you, Why do you sigh? That you shall answer, Because of the news. Because it comes. And every heart will melt, and all hands will be feeble, and every spirit will faint, and all knees will be weak as water. Indeed, it comes, and will be brought to pass. Says the Lord God Jehovah. Again the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, and say, This is what the Lord Jehovah says, say, a sword is sharpened, and also polished. It is sharpened to make a great slaughter, it is polished that it may glitter. Should we then rejoice? It despises the rod of my son, as every tree. And he has given it to be polished, that it may be handled. This sword is sharpened, and it is polished, to give it into the hand of the killer. Cry and howl, son of man. Because it will be upon my people, it will be upon all the princes of Israel, terrors because of the sword will be upon my people. Strike therefore upon your thigh. Because it is a trial, and what if the sword despises even the rod? It will be no more. Says the Lord God Jehovah. You therefore, son of man, prophesy, and strike your hands together, and let the sword be doubled the third time, the sword of those killed. It is the sword of the great men who are killed, which enters into their private chambers. I have set the point of the sword against all their gates, that their hearts may faint, and their ruins be multiplied. Ah! It is made bright, it is wrapped up for the slaughter. You go one way or the other, either on the right hand, or on the left, wherever your face is set. I will also strike my hands together, and I will cause my fury to rest, I the Lord Jehovah have said it. The word of the Lord Jehovah came to me again, saying, Also, you son of man, appoint your two ways, that the sword of the king of Babylon may come, both of them will come forth out of one land. And choose for yourself a place, choose it at the head of the road to the city. Appoint a road, that the sword may come to Rabbath of the Ammonites, and to Judah in Jerusalem the defensed. Because the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the road, at the head of the two roads, to use divination. He made his arrows bright, he consulted with images, he looked in the liver. At his right hand was the divination for Jerusalem, to appoint captains, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice with shouting, to appoint battering rams against the gates, to cast a mount, and to build a fort. And it will be to them as a false divination in their sight, to those who have sworn oaths, but he will call to remembrance the sin, that they may be taken. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Because you have caused your sin to be remembered, in that your sins are uncovered, so that in all your deeds your sins appear. Because, I say, that you have come to remembrance, you will be taken with the hand. And you, profane wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come, when sin will have an end. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says, remove the diadem. Kingly crown. And take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him who is low, and bring low him who is high. I will overturn, 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 it. And it shall be no more, until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it to him. And you, son of man, prophesy and say. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says concerning the Ammonites, and concerning their reproach. Even say. The sword is drawn. For the slaughter it is polished, to consume because of the glittering. While they see vanity to you, while they divine a lie to you, to bring you upon the necks of those who are killed, of the wicked, whose day has come, when their sin will have an end. Shall I cause it to return into its sheath? I will judge you in the place where you were created, in the land of your birth. And I will pour out my indignation upon you, I will blow against you in the fire of my wrath, anger, judgment, and deliver you into the hands of ungodly men, who are skillful to destroy. You will be for fuel to the fire. Your blood will be in the midst of the land, you will be remembered no more, because I, the Lord Jehovah, have spoken it.